Now joining us is Chris Campbell, Chief Policy Strategist at Kroll. He's also former US Assistant Treasury Secretary for Financial Institutions. Here to play the game, what is the Fed really trying to say? We've just had the FOMC minutes, of course. The Fed committed to raising rates into restrictive territory, but we had a number of members as well stressing the need to calibrate the pace. So what does that mean in practical terms?
I always, I learned from working with Jay Powell while I was at Treasury, I learned to listen to him and believe him. I believe that he's going to keep a steady pace. I believe that there'll be a significant rate hike coming up again, probably 75 bips, and they're going to keep a pace. I do believe him when he says the Federal Reserve is prioritizing getting inflation under control. And with today's PPI numbers, it looks like that is not happening. I think that they're going to keep a pace, keep steady. And I also believe when he says that they expect pain, I believe that there's pain coming, not only for the investors and for the investing class, but for the average everyday hardworking Americans as well, who I am urging that they start saving, because I think we're likely going to see a recessionary times ahead.
It may be a little bit more than a slight sunburn, and more maybe like sticking your hand into an open flame here. I mean, we could see a significant disruption in the financial system if we're not careful. Are you seeing any evidence when you look at markets, Chris, stress developing in corporate credit or high yield, anything that could point to kind of a fracture of the system?
Well, certainly been a significant slowdown in deal flow, significant slowdown from not only from venture and private equity, but also, in the private markets as well. So, there's a lot of dry powder out there waiting in the wings. What we're finding now is that a lot of that dry powder is being used now to continue to prop up valuations. So that there's not, and certainly in the private markets, that there's not a significant, revaluation on the downside. Here's what we're seeing. We're seeing that there's going to be forecasting there's going to be recession coming. It could be quite long, quite deep. And the Federal Reserve is going to prioritize on top jobs and on top of anything else, getting inflation under control. Because one thing I do know that Jay Powell does not want to have happen under his watch is to have the 1970s, repeat of the 1970s, where Paul Volcker had to really weigh in and really cause some significant harm to the economy to get us out of stagflation.
Yeah, well, let's talk worst-case scenarios, stagflation being among them. What is the risk that inflation doesn't come under control and growth contracts?
Look, we're coming out of two quarters of negative growth, if you believe the numbers, and we're seeing inflation continue to rise. Not as a significant pace as it was several quarters ago, but certainly still is rising. It's not good. That's not good news. That can be quite sticky. And when it happens, it can really be extremely devastating, especially for folks who live paycheck to paycheck, which 60% of our country now does. So there is a significant challenge ahead. The Federal Reserve has to land a very large ship on a very, very small parcel of land. One thing I continue to say is I'm really happy I don't have Jay Powell's job at the moment. But it's a very difficult job he has to ahead of him. I think now we're past the point of a soft landing. Mm-hmm. Now it's just about how long and how deep this is going to, and how real the pain is going to be. For not only for the investor class, but for the folks on Main Street.
So away from the magnitude of rate hikes, and maybe they reduce that somewhat, maybe it's no longer 75 after the November meeting, maybe they dial it back to something in the vicinity of 50 or even 25. But I'm wanting to get your take on the balance sheet issue. Right now we're rolling off about $95 billion a month. That is leaving the financial system. That's a lot of money when you look at it on an annual basis. And I'm wondering whether or not there could be a shift in the Fed's thinking on balance sheet reduction.
I don't think so. I mean, it's one of the effective tools they have that's not interest rates that can really significantly move the needle on the economy. So quantitative tightening, I think, is here to stay. I think, if I were still at Treasury, I would advise the Federal Reserve to move quicker on tightening. But you know, we are here now, and so the reality is a reality, and so we have. I would expect tightening to continue, and for balance sheets to continue to continue tightening as the Federal Reserve tries to find some way of getting us off this inflationary challenge. Which again, it doesn't appear that we're even moving in the right direction yet.
We're going to have to let you go, Chris. We didn't even get to talk about the problems with the dollar. I mean, yes, maybe it's helping to keep U.S. inflation under control relatively, but I mean, it's creating a lot of problems for other countries, particularly in emerging markets. Chris, thanks so much for being with us. Chris Campbell is Chief Policy Strategist at Kroll. He's also a former U.S. Assistant Treasury Secretary for Financial Institutions, joining us here on the program.